But if I were to tell you just the science of these changes, I would be missing the most important thing of all. Let me show you what I mean.
This is the amount of tears that an average person cries during a lifetime. Just a fraction under 65 litres. Or, to put it another way, about 1,850,000 drops. So what do we know about them? Well, each tear weighs 35 thousandths of a gram and is about as salty as this part of the River Thames at Greenwich.
Tears are produced by a gland just above the eye, which is literally squeezed when we cry, and the tears come down six tiny tubes, about the thinness of a human hair. As far as we can tell, of all the animals in the world, only humans actually cry when we're hurt or upset, about 28 drops each time. Though they're 99% water, tears also contain around 80 other ingredients, including sugar and antiseptics.
But what's the most important thing to know if all these were your tears? Of course, it's why you cried them. How many of these thousands of droplets were shed in fits of anger? How many in pain? How many in love, in grief? How many in sorrow? How many were shed by a baby? And how many by an old man facing the end of life? The truth is, a knowledge of the science of life is only made complete by a knowledge of those living it. The human body is not just a biological machine, it's much more than that. It's a person.
And in this series, it's people that will tell us what the body's ever-changing story really means. Take Zach, for example. Having already mastered the complexities of crawling, he'll be taking his first steps.
Walk, 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 walk.